go time.
It's time to go.
Wake up.
Wake up. What?
Wake, I was, you know.
Don't go to sleep.
Yeah, don't go to sleep.
You know, in case you were about to go to sleep.
Stay awake.
Or just, if you're going to go to sleep now, just don't forget to listen to this when you wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, if you feel like sleeping, sleep now.
Yeah, just take a nap.
Because it makes more sense to do it that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, start listening to this if you're already kind of groggy.
No, definitely not.
You want to be able to pay attention and absorb some of this shit.
And if you want to stay up and listen to us immediately, then drink some coffee.
I tell you what, listen to us now. If you happen to fall asleep, you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because I get it. You're tired. You're tired. And then if you want to listen to it again in the morning, fucking do that.
Yeah. Or you could just program yourself to hit the pause button as soon as you're about to fall asleep.
Or you could do that thing where, like, you listen to those self-help tapes in your sleep and you absorb the knowledge that way. Or,
yeah.
Like, you learn a new language and you wake up and all of a sudden you can fucking speak Mandarin.
No, but then if you listen to us, you'll probably wake up an asshole.
There's been some interesting developments this week.
Indeed.
In the governments, both state and federal. I think the most interesting one, although, I don't know how you, whatever.
No.
It doesn't affect me at all.
One of the interesting ones.
Something rather interesting happened in the state of New York.
Yes.
They approved a bill for same-sex marriage. Hooray.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
I mean, I wasn't on any side of that fence, so, yeah. I mean, I'm on this side of the fence.
Well, at least maybe now those fucking gays will stop whining.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
You don't think they'll stop whining?
No.
Like a bunch of flamboyant pussies?
Did women stop whining when they were giving, you know...
the right to vote and all that shit?
Yeah,
when they were no longer status as chattel?
Yeah.
No, I guess not. I guess they kept whining.
Yeah, they keep whining.
Son of a bitch.
Will potheads stop whining?
When it becomes legal? No, they won't. Because they'll be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as fun anymore.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Everyone's doing it now.
Yeah, it's like, dude.
It's not counterculture anymore, man. It's just mainstream.
Yo, weed was so yesterday.
Yeah, man. Let's get some meow meow.
Good reference.
Yeah, you like that? There was a report about meow meow on the news today.
Oh, great.
But we already did our meow meow show.
Well, what happened with the meow meow?
Oh, all they did was just rehash the Dateline thing I saw a couple weeks ago.
Just a reminder, Meow Meow is still very
fucked
bad.
Up. Yeah. Meow Meow is not cool. I would probably smoke crack first.
You know what I would always smoke before anything?
What?
Weed.
Well, yeah.
Good old weed.
I would definitely smoke weed first. But if I had to choose between Meow Meow and crack,
yeah.
I think crack is safer than Meow Meow.
I would agree. Yeah, if somebody held a gun to my head and said, either you're going to smoke crack or you're going to ingest this meow meow. I don't know how they ingest meow meow.
Well, you can snort it. You can smoke it. You can just eat it.
What?
You can shove it up your ass, probably.
Oh, it's the first suppository recreational drug.
Well, there's opium suppositories.
Oh, there are?
Sure.
George Carlin misinformed me. I'm not going to go into that reference any further. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, then forget it.
Look it up. Google it.
Google it.
Google. Wait, where the fuck were we? Oh, yeah, pot.
Yeah.
So there's a bill on the floor. No, actually, first it was the gay marriage thing, wasn't it?
Well, the gay marriage thing was first, but...
Oh, yeah.
All right,
so
the gays can get married.
The gays can get married. Good for them.
Yeah.
Hooray. Whoop-de-fucking-do there.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, it's a step towards general tolerance and, you know...
Fucking anarchy, man! What next? A man marrying two men?
Well,
what? What next? A man marrying a woman and another man?
Maybe.
What? What about a man marrying an orangutan?
Perhaps. I mean, I wouldn't...
Why not? He can marry another man if he wants to. Why not just fucking go outside the species? Why not start piling them on top of each other? How about I go to the zoo and I propose to everybody and see what sticks?
Well, That was interesting as well.
That was my impersonation of every Republican.
Yeah.
That was good, right?
That was really good, yeah.
I'm glad you liked it.
I was, like, kind of scared.
You should be. You're supposed to be afraid when they speak.
Yeah. I was afraid of God, actually, for a second.
The fear of God should be instilled in your heart.
It is, now. It
should be thrust upon you.
Now I will never, ever fucking anaconda.
Okay, good.
Or baboon.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for leading me in the right
direction. What about another human male?
No, I would never do that either. Because God will shut me down.
Would you have done it anyway?
No, not at all.
If gay marriage... See, back when gay marriage wasn't legal, I wasn't interested in fucking a man in the ass. Or being fucked by a man in the ass. And now that it's legal, still not interested.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to get fucked in the ass by a man unless you go to prison.
Right.
That's a whole other thing. Do you think that now that it's legal, that in prison, dudes will be able to marry each other? Do you think of that? It's got to be a bunch of guys on Rikers blowing each other. And now that they're able to marry, what's stopping them from getting married in jail?
Well, whatever. That's their right.
No, but I mean, do you think that'll happen?
It might.
Do you think dudes will get married?
I'm sure two people, two guys in jail have been in jail for so long, and they've just been blowing each other and banging each other for so long.
Yeah.
I'm sure, and if they're feminine enough, I'm sure they'll be why don't we do it to, make a statement,
I mean, I don't think the feminine part even...
It'd be great.
Does the feminine part even really matter?
No, I guess not. Yeah. Be like, yo, Butch, you want to get married?
Hey, Phil.
Yeah. Hey, Eugene.
Because you got to figure, a woman can marry a man who is in prison while he's in prison.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, a man can marry a woman who is in prison.
Right. So a man can marry a man who's in prison.
Yeah, because they never, used to let those two populations mix.
Right.
As far as the inmates go, you never let, the women near the men. But now that it's okay for those to marry...
Now, we're leaving out the chicks here. You think two chicks would get married when they're both behind bars? Definitely, right?
Yeah, why not? Although, see, in jail, they don't like anybody fucking in jail. Oh, is that your lesbian voice?
Yeah, Maud, you want to get hitched?
Hey, Phyllis.
Let's get married.
Yeah.
Too bad your finger ain't small enough to fit in this cigarette, because I ain't got no ring.
Yeah.
I got the washer off the toilet.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. With my bare hands.
Yeah.
And my flannel.
My flannel.
And my Birkenstock. I was wearing my Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Is that a lesbian thing to do, wear Birkenstocks?
I think it's just a hippie thing to do.
Maybe.
I mean, lesbians probably do it. Lesbians have a weird hippie vibe going on.
Yeah, sometimes.
But then sometimes, there's those lesbians that want to look like men.
Yeah.
I don't really get that.
Yeah, they wear male Birkenstocks.
Oh, they dress all gangster. Like, they have the flat brim hat sideways and, the long shorts and, a wife beater, and they tape their tits down and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. How about the ones who, tuck in, a button-up flannel into jeans that are, hiked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, they just have that haircut.
That it makes you want to start burning crosses in people's yards.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Who fucking said that?
I didn't agree.
What? I guess I don't get it because I'm not a lesbian. I think that's the thing.
I guess, yeah, if you were obviously they're doing that because they're lesbians. Yeah.
But you know what the main message is? Even though you don't understand it, it doesn't hurt you.
Right.
Just soak that in. It doesn't affect you.
Right. It's just, if you're, whatever sex you are, there's a whole opposite sex out there, right?
Yeah.
That is attracted to your type of sex.
Yeah.
And they might somehow, maybe violate you a little bit, right?
Right. Where are you going with this?
I'm going in a steady course here.
Okay. So wait. So far.
So every female, right, has a sea of men, right?
Not every female, but
if you're a female, right?
Most females. There are at least five other men on the planet that would sleep with them.
Yeah.
At the very least.
So what's the difference if it's a female having five other females or a male having five other males?
Well, that's not monogamy.
That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that it can't do any harm to you. It can't do any more harm to you as it's done, from
if you're an old Republican man and you go home and you fuck your wife every night, and then some other guy goes home and he fucks his husband every night, that's not you having gay sex, so don't worry about it, I think is where we're going.
And if a gay guy happens to come on to you at a bar, like a, maybe that's what it is. Gay men, because men are not used to being, you know.
That's just plain homophobia.
Yeah.
You have to realize that, like, when a gay dude comes on to you, you can just be like, hey, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And then they, you know,
right.
Maybe sometimes they'll keep coming on to you. And that can be fun because you get a blowjob out of it.
Yeah,
and
then I was thinking it'd be fun because you could punch a gay guy in the face.
Well, no, that's just gay bashing.
Right.
But if somebody wants to suck your dick, you just let them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, what if it was a tranny?
No.
What if it was a tranny and you never found out that it was a tranny?
Well, then I wouldn't.
It's just a blowjob. It looks good enough to be a woman. The tits are looking good. You don't see what's in the pants.
Right. And I didn't know it was a tranny?
You have no idea. Your friends don't know. No one can razz you. You get a blowjob, and it's good.
Then, and what? If I found out about that later in life, would I be freaked out? I don't know. I guess if I... What am I going to do in that situation? If it looks attractive... If he, she looks attractive...
I guess I'm trying to create a scenario where it might... like
It might happen. But if I never figure it out, then and I just get a blowjob, and it doesn't go anywhere else...
Yeah, you get a blowjob out of it.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing as me knowingly getting a blowjob from a male. Not the same thing at all. It's the same thing, you know, scientifically and biologically.
Well, the rules of homosexuality is this. If you have a penis, and you're penetrating somebody, anybody else, you're not gay. But if you have a penis, and you're allowing someone else to penetrate you with their penis, then you're gay.
Okay.
So if a dude's sucking your dick, he's getting penetrated and he's gay. And so if you don't allow his dick to penetrate you in any way, you're not
helpful. But I'm still letting a dude put his mouth around my penis.
So what?
So what? I'm not attracted. Like, I'm not going to get off. I'm not even going to get...
You could just close your eyes and imagine aroused. It's like somebody else.
I wouldn't want to do that.
What if it's a dark room and you're drunk?
And I'm drunk, and I didn't know. If I didn't know it was a guy...
No, you totally know it's a guy.
Then I would probably...
But he's really twinky and soft. He's really feminine. He waxes his mustache.
That would make me... I would rather have a dude with a mustache blow me than a twink like that.
See, I would want the most feminine man on the planet to blow me if I had to have a man blow me.
Right.
It would have to be like the That's most what feminine
I guess now, you know... I guess I would have to say the same thing. If I had to have a man blow me, it would have to be...
Yeah.
He would have to be freakishly feminine.
But you're not receiving any penis in this.
I understand.
Someone
that.
Else is receiving yours.
But it still creeps me out that another dude has my Why? Junk in his mouth. Because it does.
It's just another person with their junk in their mouth.
Yeah, but
you ever make out with a girl? You ever notice that when you make out with a girl? If you make out with a girl and you open your eyes when you're like when her face is like this close to you?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like her anymore. It could be anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
It could even be a dude.
Yeah, but the whole knowledge that it is a girl, the whole knowledge, you know it's a girl.
Yeah.
Or a female.
Right, and that's what's getting you going, but like...
But that's what's getting me going. Point, like, it wouldn't like, work. It wouldn't work out. If I was touch, like, if I opened my eyes and I saw a face there, dude, keep like, closed. I just keep them closed, because man. I would still know. I would still know it's a dude. I would go into the situation knowing it was a dude, and I wouldn't even go into it. I wouldn't even get that far. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
I just wouldn't turn down the blowjob.
No, I would turn down
the blowjob. But dude was like, listen, I really want to suck your dick, and be like, all right, fine.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
All right.
I wouldn't do that.
Because I don't think that's gay.
That's totally gay.
It's not gay.
Sure it is.
Oh, the guy sucking your dick is gay. The guy's gay.
Sure you are. You're letting a member of the same sex give you sexual pleasure. You're not doing the guy a favor. You're not like saying, yo.
No,
like,
I am doing the guy a favor. The guy really wanted a dick in his mouth.
Yeah, but.
And I'll be like, all right, whatever.
But yeah, I don't know.
I just don't think that's gay.
No, it is gay. It's definitely gay.
No, because I'm not being penetrated by a penis. I'm using my penis to penetrate something
else. You're being aroused by another male. You know?
I guess.
You're being aroused by another male.
I'm not being aroused by the fact that he is a male. I'm just being aroused by...
The fact that you would even get aroused by a male wanting to suck your dick...
No, I wouldn't be aroused by it. No.
So then what, he'd be sucking a flaccid noodle?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, like you kind of close your eyes and pretend it's somebody else.
Yeah, but no, I wouldn't be able to do that.
All right.
Like we'll say, biologically, there will never be a man sucking my penis. especially if it's erect.
Okay.
If it, unless I was like, you know, getting a blowjob blindfolded and I didn't know it was a male. You know, if I was able to block out.
So the like fact, a glory hole situation.
Yeah, but I would never go into a glory hole situation. Because I would only go into.
Because it's never a woman on the other side.
I would always go into a sexual situation or a blowjob situation with the full knowledge that it's a woman sucking my penis.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there has to be.
I don't know why I can't say suck my dick. You know,
or my, suck my
or,
dick.
Or my cock.
My cock.
No,
I get it.
I can't go into the situation.
I understand.
Yeah.
This is completely hypothetical.
Are you sure?
No, it's completely hypothetical.
All right.
I don't think I could do it either.
Yeah, no, you
but can't. But I'd like to think that maybe if it arose, I would be open-minded enough to say.
If it arose.
To say, you know what? Go ahead, blow me.
Yeah. No, see, it's not about an open mind. I'd be like, you know what, dude? I'm not against what you do, but yeah. I don't do what you do, so I'm not going to let you blow me, dude. Dude.
Yeah.
You know?
But what about, like, people who, like, men who rape other men for the humiliation factor and not really so much for the sexual factor, but just for dominance?
That is...
Like armies used to do that to each other back in the day, like, back in, like, the Roman times.
Yeah.
Like the whole story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
It was really about the fact that that army would rape the people that they dominated as you know, to try to humiliate them.
Well, that's barbaric.
It is barbaric.
Well, we're not in a barbaric
society. But is that society. Gay? Is that gay?
It's more, that's more just mindless
barbaric. But the guy had to get a boner to fuck the other dude in the ass.
So then, yeah, I would say that's gay.
All right.
I mean, that totally goes against, there you go. Yeah. The guy got a boner. So if the guy is able to penetrate another man's asshole, I'm sorry, regardless of what you say, you're gay. Yeah.
I always thought rape was
and I
have
nothing
because,
against
like,
you. But
how do you
ahead.
Even get a boner when you're, like, in the middle of all that activity of, like, trying to, like, hold someone down and rip their clothes off?
Yeah.
And, like,
well, you wouldn't get, you know, you wouldn't get the sexual activity or sexual
well, I mean, like, even
pride if, out of that. You know why? Because why? You're not a rapist, you know?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't understand, like, how you even have, like, the moment to get it up in that. I guess I don't understand it because I'm not a racist.
Yeah. It's
I'm
like,
a rapist.
It's like, you know, if you, if you're a lesbian and, you know, you see a lesbian walk by with a flannel shirt tucked in, you don't understand why she dresses like that.
I think lesbians are hot, man. I would bang a butch lesbian like it's, there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I once told a lesbian girl in college that she was pretty.
Right.
But she was like she had a pretty face.
Right.
But she dressed like a dude. She just wore like jeans and like a sweatshirt and like,
yeah.
You know, her hair was short and she didn't wear makeup and she just... You know, if you didn't know better, you'd think she was a guy.
Right.
But, like, she had, like, a girl's face. So I told her she was pretty once, and she got mad at me.
Really?
Like, she thought I was lying.
Huh.
It was pretty weird. Like, she wanted to fight me about it. I was like, no, I'm... Like, you know, I just like your face.
Yeah.
And she just went apeshit about it.
Huh.
She was really offended.
Well, there's another thing about some people... I'm not going to say all people, but I feel like some people... give themselves an identity because, and I'm not saying all, I think there are some people, most homosexuals are genuinely homosexual and they're homosexual because they have no choice but to be attracted to the same sex. But I think a lot of people who label themselves homosexual are actually just either traumatized by something in their past and they're trying to live into an image, you know, because I don't think a true lesbian chick would get offended if a guy told her she was pretty, you know?
So you think that she just never had any luck with men and just said forget it, or something happened
and she was just putting up a front, and
right.
her putting up a front, that's where that came from. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of that going around. I don't think it's quite as many cases as maybe we think it is.
No, probably not, but I feel like there are some people out there. I mean, most homosexuals I've met seem pretty genuine about it.
Yeah, I've only met a few.
Yeah, I've met a handful. I wanna take you to a gay bar.
I know we're talking a lot about government and law right now. Well, not that we were just now with the whole gay thing, but
yeah.
There's a bill in Congress right now that will end the prohibition of marijuana. It'll just end it. Yeah, slow clap for that. Can we get a slow clap? Now, it's not passed yet. It just came out. It's just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill. And
sounds like a song.
It's like that song from Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. I could have written the entire Schoolhouse Rock series. I'm on the same wavelength as those guys.
It's brilliant.
Sitting on a bill on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Sitting on a dock in the
bay. I'm just a bill. Anyway. Yeah. So this bill is chilling out. Ron Paul introduced it with some other guy. Who the fuck cares? And they're all about decriminalizing and ending the prohibition on marijuana because it's on a federal level. On a federal level. So California won't get raided anymore in their little dispensaries. And any state that wants to fully legalize it can. But, you know, states can still say it's illegal.
Right.
But any state that wants to fully legalize it can legalize it, and they won't get any flack from the federal government.
What is the federal take on fireworks?
I'm pretty sure it's legal federally.
It's legal federally?
And the states decide that.
So say Pennsylvania, which legally sells fireworks,
right.
will not get raided by the federal
government. No, the federal government's not going to fuck with them.
Okay. So it could be on the same level as fireworks then.
It could be.
Maybe it'll be legal in Pennsylvania and we'll have to drive into Pennsylvania to get some legal
weed. But then
to
bring it into New York, it'll be contraband.
Right.
Although it might not be illegal to possess it, but maybe to sell it. We don't know what the bill is really going to say quite yet. It just came out like last week.
It's just a bill on Capitol Hill.
But I urge you to look it up. And I urge you to fucking call your congressman and your senator and your fucking...
Your parents.
Yeah. And your comptroller.
And your grandparents.
And your toothbrush.
Yeah. Call your toothbrush.
And your rattan cowboy hat.
Yeah. Call your Oric vacuum salesman.
Yes.
Because he's important too.
Make sure he's wearing a Stetson.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Hmm.
Just put a Stetson on that motherfucker and tell him support the pot bill.
Yeah. Call your local camera store. Tell them to take a picture of you with a sign.
Yeah.
Or just buy the camera. Or, if you already have a camera, use the camera. Take a picture of yourself with, like, you know, vote yes, whatever the hell he just said. You know? Call your congressman.
Call him. Write him a letter. Write it in black ink on white paper.
In cursive.
Or in print.
You can print it.
If you have shitty handwriting, do it in print. Just write him a letter and say, this is a good thing.
But if you can write in cursive, though, don't waste that talent.
Yeah. Be articulate about it.
Yeah. You don't want to be like, I like to get high, so, because me and my friends, we put bottle rockets in cats' assholes when we're high. I love doing that.
That's a good letter to send to your congressman.
Yeah, you don't want to send shit like that.
No. You want to say that be short and sweet about it.
Right.
Just say that you support the bill and that he or she should support the bill.
Yeah.
And that's really it. Do that.
Yeah, tell them that you work at a factory and a taco hut. Over the weekend, in order to support the economy, you know, tell them that you contribute. Tell them that you like smoking pot.
You can also tell them that the tax revenues from legalizing marijuana will be huge. You can tell them that that it'll boost the economy a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, the government will actually be able to start counting some of the sales of marijuana in their gross domestic product.
Yeah. Which there are a lot of sales. There are a lot of marijuana sales.
There's a shitload of marijuana sales. The only people who aren't going to like it is the dealers.
Fuck them.
And all those motherfuckers in Juarez that are killing each other right now.
Yeah.
They're going to have no reason to kill each other.
Yeah.
So they're going to get even more pissed.
And then they're going to kill us.
They're going to try. We got some, you know, we have Texas on our side. And everyone in Texas pretty much has a gun. It's mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a gun. And I don't even live in Texas.
Well, it's not like it's not okay to have a gun anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's just that if you live in Texas, you must have one.
Yeah, but I'm saying I have a gun and I don't even live in Texas. So you got to think about the people who live in Texas.
They all have a gun.
Yeah.
Even the babies. There's toddlers and strollers with guns.
That's awesome.
And they all have like Stetsons and fucking and,
what are they,
and
smoke bandoleros. Cigars? They smoke cigars.
Yeah, they got big cigars. They roll their own.
Yeah.
And
They learn to roll before they can crawl.
They call everybody Hoss. I like Hoss. That's a good name.
Hoss?
Yeah. I'm going to start calling people that. Like how some people call people boss or chief.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Hoss.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I might jump on that myself.
Yeah, I think we should get that going.
Just make it a thing.
Call everybody Hoss. Especially if you don't know them. If you get into a cab, call the driver Hoss. If you go to Subway and someone's making me a sandwich, be like, hey, Hoss.
Yeah.
Put some more tomatoes on that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so write your congressman.
Yeah.
Tell him you like to get high and put bottle caps.
If the cleaning lady is scrubbing a window, be like, hey, Hoss, you missed a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write a congressman and be like, listen, Hoss.
Yeah.
I want you to support this bill, Hoss. You got to support it. Just don't not support it.
Yeah, whatever you do. If you're not going to support it, at least don't not support it.
Yeah, if you're not going to support it, just shut up.
Yeah.
Just don't send a letter that says, oh, you better vote no on this.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were making a joke out of that.
Oh.
Like, it was kind of, you know, well, if you're not going to go, you know,
Just like gay marriage. Like, even if you don't like it, just fucking leave it alone.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect you.
No.
If you don't like pot, oh well.
Yeah.
I like it.
Too bad. A lot of people like it.
It doesn't say anywhere in the Lord's good book that I can't smoke some marijuana.
Even if it did.
It doesn't.
I wouldn't even care.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
The good book.
Yeah, see, how come gay marriage is now legal? Which was frowned upon in the Bible, from what
totally
I understand.
Totally frowned upon. Abomination is the word they used.
But weed? I mean, come on.
Well, because in a lot of people's minds, it's just such a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Because that William Randolph Hearst motherfucker was like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. It's all about money and corruption.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, if you're a legislator and your money is tied up in let's say, oh, I don't know, the timber industry.
Right.
And then something like, you know, hypothetically, hemp comes along and
right. It's
going to replace trees.
Oh, no.
You can turn around and be like, well, I want to make this hemp thing illegal because I got all my money tied up in timber.
Right.
And I'm going to make trees out of that timber.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to make paper out of it. I'm sorry. For all my newspapers. Can't go buying hemp now. I already done spent my money on trees.
Yeah. Well, let me show you a new kind of tree, Hoss.
Yeah. Hoss.
Yeah, people, seriously, it's important.
Even if you don't smoke marijuana, just write a letter that says that it's okay.
Yeah.
Please.
And say you don't smoke marijuana.
Say, I don't smoke marijuana, but, you know.
Say, I don't like to get high, but, you know.
If someone else does, that's okay.
Every now and then I put a bottle cap.
It's not a crime. A bottle cap? You mean a bottle rocket?
No, I figured, because I said bottle cap before, too. I figured I'd pretend like.
You're going to light off a bottle cap?
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, I'm going to put a bottle cap in a cat's asshole.
How do you get the cat to sit still that long?
It's already dead.
Well, then,
I mean,
the cat doesn't give a shit if you shove it. It's not something up his ass.
Yeah, but it's not about the cat. It's about me.
No, but isn't it about the cat's reaction? Like, oh, I have a bottle cap on my ass. And then you sit back and you laugh at the cat?
No, it's my parents' reaction, really.
Well, what's their reaction? Table.
Their reaction's like, fuck, man, you did it again. What are you doing?
Putting bottle caps up cat's asses.
Yeah. Why don't you put up a bottle rocket up there? Like you used to do.
Like a regular kid.
Yeah. Go out and be a kid, get high.
Yeah. Blow up a cat's asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll get a reaction. That's the end of the show.
Yeah. This is number 19.
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Next week it'll be 20.
It will. We should do something special for the 20th.
We should.
I don't know what it is.
We'll figure it out.
We will.
We'll figure it out at the end of next episode.
No, we'll figure it out between now and the beginning of next episode.
All right. I like that idea.
We have a whole week to figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's think of something.
So, you've been listening to these assholes.
Yeah, have a nice 4th of July.
Yeah, you too. Oh, you were saying to them. Yeah. Have a nice 4th of July.
Even you, Canada. Whatever it is you do.
Canada Day.
Yeah, whatever you're doing on Monday, just have a good time.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to be doing anything on Monday.
Don't blow your fingers off.
We're going to be blowing up cats' assholes.
Actually, it's Friday.
It's Monday.
Canada Day?
No, the 4th of July.
Oh, the 4th of July
fuck is Monday. Canada Day.
Yeah, Canada Day is
who
Friday.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
All right. Yeah, enjoy your 4th of July.
Yeah. And fuck you, Canada.
Smoke weed.
And blow up cats' assholes.
Yeah.